We are learning Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Mem Ches Amud Aleph, and we are beginning five lines from the top of the two dots, the Simen there, Simen, Kippa, Nafshei, Dechatziva, Nichsa, Deumna, and we are learning the sugya of Hazmona Milsihi. We had a machlekes Rava and Abaya, where someone prepared or set aside something for a mace, Ha'irig Beged L'mace. Abaye says that's Asa Bahana already, even though you did not actually use it for a mace, only set it aside for a mace. According to Rava, it's Mona Lav Milsi, and therefore it's Mutta. It's more like it's Rava and Abaye. I'm going to bring Rayas back and forth from different Mishnayis and Brises in Shas. Talk to more, Mace. This is a Mishnah Masechtas Kelim. Kippa Shehi Tamei Medris, V'nasnosai L'Sefer. So a kippa is a tzif, is like a head covering that you can use a lot of times to lie down on it. You fold it up and lie on it, or you lean your head on it, so it can become tamei medris. The chiddush of a medris is that usually, if someone who's tamei touches something, it becomes a rishon l'tumah. A rishon cannot be metame or adam, but medris means something that can be set aside, something that's made for sleeping on it or lying down on. That thing could become avatoma. So here you have this if that's tamei medris because a zav, for example, lay down on it. V'nasnasoi l'sefer, and you set it aside for a sefer Torah. I said, you know what? I want to use this to cover sefer Torah. So now what I did was I made it into a covering, and not into a head covering, into a covering for a sefer Torah. The halacha is tar min medris, which is a big chiddush, but it's tar from tumas medris because now it cannot be used for a to lie down. Now it's set aside for Sefer Torah. Since it cannot be used for lying down on, it loses its shame tumas medris. But it is tamei al tzmage because it's not worse than a keli that was touched by a zav. So therefore it's tamei mage, but it's not tamei medris. And hence the gerus of a tamei mage medris, which is true, but it's not the gerus of the Mishnah. The gerus of the Mishnah is a tamei mace, which means it can become a tamei mace. The only way it becomes avatoma now is by a mace touching it, because now it's not possibly a medris. But here, grada, it's tamei mage medris, even because since it was tamei originally as a medris, so it lost the shame medris. It's not an avatoma, but it's a regional toma because it's not worse than a zav who touched it. But in any case, what do you see? That if I put something inside for sefer Torah, it becomes a mantle for sefer Torah. So you see clearly that has mono milsi, just setting it aside, even a snosel of sefer, I set it aside for a sefer, that's enough to be called milsi, as mono milsi.
Even though it was already
pre-tomi. Yeah, that's a tumah shayla. Even though it's pre-tomi already, it becomes tomi again. It becomes tar now by setting aside for sefer. Again, it means tar from tomi medris. Not tomi completely, not tar completely. And how that works exactly, if your kasha means you need a maisa for that, the Torah says, since it's usher, the Torah says in Masechta Shabbos, this is usher to use for a head now because I use it for Sefer Torah, that's like a maisa. But in any case, what's the gay for our sugi is that you just set it aside for Sefer Torah is enough, so you see how it's mona milsa. So the Gemara, ema, nash nasoi, vikar chasoi. Yeah, of course it's mona lav milsi. Here you set it aside for Sefer Torah and you actually wrap the Sefer Torah with it. So, Freit the Gemara, if that's the case, Lomali Nosnosai Vikachasai. Why didn't you both? Just say, I wrapped the Sefer Torah with it. What's the gain in the Snosai? Why does it have to be a set it aside? So, it says it's very important. Krav Chista, Dom Chista, Hai Sudra, the Azmane Lemaitse by Tfilin. You have a Sudra that you set aside to wrap Tfilin in it, but Tsar by Tfilin, and you actually went along with it, you went through with it, and you actually wrapped film with it. The halacha is also a mitzvah by pshiti. You're not allowed to wrap in it now money because it's davar shebe kedusha. It's set aside for tefillin. Azamne v'loy tzarbe, if you prepared it and you did not wrap anything with it, or tzarbe v'loy azmne, or you wrap something and you did not prepare it, you did not set it aside, shari l'mitzvah by pshiti. You're allowed to still use it for midi d'chol. What's the pshat? Because Rav Chista also has mono lav milsi. So if you just set it aside and you didn't wrap it, it definitely doesn't have kedusha. But even if you wrapped it, but if you didn't set it aside, it also has no kedusha. Why? Because then it's like akroy ba'alma. It's like I took anything and wrapped something and wrapped film with it. That's not enough to give it a shame kedusha. So you need it. Rashi always calls it akroy ba'alma. Just so you know, I punk used it. That doesn't give it kedusha. Labaya. Abaya holds that nosnosa in the Mishnah and Kalim means he actually set aside. That's enough. Hazmana alone is enough. But he agrees halfway to Rav Chista. But Labaya, the Hazmana Milsi, As Azmanay, if you set aside Afagav Loy Tsarbe, even if you didn't wrap it, it's still also. It's still also to use for money. Tsarbe, if I wrapped film with it, I Azmanay in, Eloy, Azmanay Loy. Of course, I need it also. He agrees to Rav Chisda that if just Akroy Ba'alma, if you just did it by chance, it's not enough to give it a Kedusha, and therefore only if you set it aside, does it is a Chal the Kedusha when I wrapped film? If not, not. So we answered the Mishnah and Kalim for each one. The Yama, according to the Abaye Taka, means I set it aside. That's enough to make it tahar min ha-medris. And according to Rava, it has to be Nasnasa v'kachasa. I actually did a Maisa. I actually followed through. Now that I set it aside, I actually wrapped the Sefer Torah with it. Let's try to make it all right. Hashema. Nefesh shebono l'shem chai. You made a matseva. A matseva, this is over a grave. This is a headstone over a grave. You built it. L'shem chai, the guy's still alive. Lachas mutam anol. L'kuyam mutam anol. It's not called a hazmona. Like we spoke out in yesterday's shiur. Hazmona is dafka if I set aside for a mace. I set aside for a chai. Obviously nothing happens. Mutam anol. Hoysav adimus echad l'shem mace. If after the fellow died, I added on l'shem the mace, a piece of the headstone. The loch is osabano. The whole entire headstone is osabano because you don't know exactly where it starts, where it ends. The whole thing is osabano. So what do you see? You see hazmona, milsa, he sees just setting aside for the mace enough to make it osabano. I don't say you buried the mace. You built it. Hachumai eskinah, my answer is the rama bay mace. You actually put a mace in there already. That's why it's osabano. Yehachi, ma'ir yehoisif, kelohisif nami. So chayr, then it's shver chayr. Because why do you have to say that you're moisiv v'dimus? If the mace is here, it's osav anah. Even by a regular nefesh, everything's osav anah. If the mace is here in it, a kever is osav anah. So the Gemara loy tzricha the afgav the panye. You took the mace out. So if you took the mace out, it depends. The nefesh that balon shem chay is still motav anah. You know why? Because there was no hazmona milsa, the mace was in it. It's like wrapping tefillin and then taking tefillin away. It doesn't have a kedusha because I didn't have the hazmona. But shenkin the dimus, which I had a hazmona, had a setting aside. So there, it's chal the tumas the issahana. If I buried someone with it, and then I took him out, but still it retains its issahana because it was set aside and followed through. So that's the pshat in the brisa. Yeah.
You never set it aside, and you
put
buried somebody, then you
leave later. That's what it says. It's mutter, not a problem. 100%. Because even if I did it l'shem chai, yeah, it's mutter. Yes, that's what it says. Amar Rav from Rav Chista fits very good with the whole Rav Chista, right? Amar, like we said before, tzar bevloy azmenay. So then it's the loch is by tefillin. It's mutter, yeah. Amar Rav my papa Rav Chista, and hoye my kiroi choltzoy umutter. If you are makir it, then choltzoy. If you recognize this dimus, so then you could take it off. You could take that off, and the rest is mutter. We said before that hoyis b'dimus echal shem beis osvano. Whole thing osvano. It's only osvano if I don't recognize where the dimus starts and where the other part of the grave ends. But if I know exactly where it starts and it ends, then I can just take that off, and the rest of the cave will be mutter since I was panye. Tashma, let's try bring another raya. We got it. This rise down like it's one of the milsa by nefesh, and still we said no. You put a mace there. What's going on? It should be us. Everything's supposed to be not. There it is. I took it out. I took the mace out. Toshva choytz v'kevelov. Someone digs a kever for his father. V'holach v'kovrei v'kevacher or mokemacher. You went ahead and you buried him somewhere else. Harezi lo yikovrei lomis. He's not using his kever forever. So Mara's kasha is l'chayro. You see, I prepared it for the mace. It's aser and worth thought any mace. It's also more answers. Hashem shum kavod aviv. There, it's a different reason. You're right, but etzem, it's not aser b'hanah because all it was, if you rava, was hazmona and hazmona lav milsi. So why is it aser? Because the kavod aviv, it's not covered that he prepared it for your father, and because of that you use it someone else. Therefore, it's not aser b'hanah else isa hanah mameis. So it's kavod aviv. How can I misdav? Don't say for Rav Shimon Galim. Apa choytzav avonim laviv. Even if you just hoo the stones out of the mountain, which means you smooth out and you make stones. If you make stones, love for the cave, you can't use those stones for someone else. Now, here for someone from covered over shavir makes sense. Eliyam from hazmana, if it's out setting aside, that's too far away. That step. Tavi la riga mikel man. Do you think that if you sew threads L'shem ha-meis, l'fi ha-bayim. Comes to us, no, you have to be one step removed, which means you have to, if you sew begadim, but showing the threads and still have to be made into begadim, then give it to the meis, even a bayah holds, it's not called hazmana milsa, that's not called enough, set aside to be called issa hanah, because it's too much removed from the meis. So here it says, that Rav Shimon says, even avonim can't be used for someone else, if the vart was issa hanah, so making stones would not be enough of a hazmana, according to abayah. So must be, here we're talking about, it's covered up with, so therefore it's a riot to the teretz that Rav said, that we're talking about here, it's covered up with, now it's issa hanah. Tashma, kevach chadosh mutabahano. A brand new grave is mutabahano. Hitlba nefel. If you put a nefel into it, osabahano. It's osabahano. This is a raya now to Rava, actually. Hitl in. If I put the nefel in, good. Loy it loy. So, chayra, it's a raya to Rava that has mana, lav milsi. You have to actually put the mace in. So, tomorrow, no. Who didn't have to loy hitl? That's, even by loy hitl would be osbana. Why is the keva chadosh mutabana? So grass reason is because I set aside for a live person or stem, and therefore nothing happens. And it says in the sefer. So that's possible. Keva chadosh mutabana because they didn't do anything, right? Because they didn't set it aside. And the lach is if you don't set it aside, then it doesn't become osbana. Hitl ba nefel was a case, I'm putting in a taicha to answer some kashas. Hitlba nefel was a case where I set it aside for the nefel and I put the nefel in. So why do you need that? That's a chiddush, because lafukim, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, doma einu lefalim, tfisas hakever, kamash lo, no. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel holds that a nefel does not aser a kever. It does not aser a kever, because he holds it's not called enough of a mace. And doesn't come asvana, so that's the bright common teachers. Kevach chadosh mutabana means I didn't set it aside. I set it aside for a chai, so it's not fever afeya baya. It's not enough. Hitl bo nefel, which means you put a nefel into it, it's asvana. That was bothering me. Hitl bo nefel asvana. Why? If I didn't set it aside, it doesn't work. So that's why I'm speaking out that the second part of the bright could be talking about a case where you did set it aside. Hitl bo nefel means I set it aside for a nefel and I put it in the nefel. So then the chiddush is asvana, not like a shem ben gamil. Not like Shimon ben Gamliel. There is a chamra of a chaya actually asks his kasha, and he wants a taina that could be lefia baya. You could taina lefia baya that just as mona milsehi, he'll hold not like we said before, and he will hold that if you actually put a mace into there, maybe that will help. Even without Hazman, it'll be different than by Tefillin, where Rabbi was Maida. But I don't know if it's so Geshmak in the Gemara before, but there's a few different truths to this Kasha. But anyway, the Shaila is, because what happened to the Hazman there, but I'm answering, one way you can learn is that, it's talking about a case where you were Mazman it for the Nefil, that's what's Asbana, or you could find that here, by putting in, according to Abaya, putting a mace in is enough for Hazman, that's the Chamra, I think the Chamra of Chayas Pshat. So, and the Kamash, the problem was this Bryce sounded very much like Rava. It says, Kevach Chosh Mutvahana, hit the one nefel, also vahana, it sounds like Klar. That's one step after another. So the Morris Teretz is, no, Abai is saying, Kevach Chosh Mutvahana, because I didn't do Hazman at all. And the Chiddush is, hit the one nefel, the Chiddush is also vahana, that even though it's a nefel. Talk to Maravai, Tashma, Moisa HaMesim LeMesim. If someone does a collection for someone's Kvura, the Mesim, the Chavik Dish made a collection for the Mesim, so the Lach is, if you didn't specify which mace, you just, you know, this is a general mace mitzvah fund or a niyim fund, so that whatever is left over goes to all the mason. It's gavaldik. Moisa ha-mesim le-mesim. Moisa ha-mes the yarshav. If you collect it for a certain yankel the mace, and you collect it for him, and they have extra, it goes to his yarshav. So what's the kasha? The kasha is, l'chayra, if I collected the money for the mace, l'chayra, it should be called mezumin for the mace. It should be called Hazmana Milsa, and it should be set aside for the Mesa. How could I give it to the Yarshim? Actually, Tosis asks, what do you mean? This is like a case of, we said that Infi Abai is Moida, the Avonim, if I make Avonim, that's too much removed. Here it's the money. So he says the money, Tosis, second Torah says that money is better, because money can buy anything you want, so money is a better level. But the question is, Fi Abai, why is Moisa HaMesli Yarshav, it should be Osa Bahana, and for the Gemara? You have a question on that? So Yosef Anoah and for the Gemara Hakamai Eskinon Shugavu Mechayim. The answer is that he collected it Mechayim, and like we said a bunch of times already, that for Chayim it's not called Hazmana Milsi. Even if you say that Yankel is alive, I'm doing it for his burial. It's not called Hazmana. So he collected it while he was alive. That was the case. That's where the Tarot is. Gav Mechaim. Frank Marlo Taniach. We didn't sit learning like that. The Tanan. We learned in a Mishnah, Mishnah Lashkalm. Moisa Meis Lameisim. Moisa Meis Liarsha. Vatani alone. The Brisa on that Mishnah. Ketzad. Ketzad. Govul Lameisim Stam. What's a, give me an example. Govul is collective for regular Meisim Stam. Zeo, we had a name. Zeo Moisa Meis Lameisim. Govul Lameis Zeh. If you collected for this specific Meis. Zeo Moisa Meis Liarsha. See, clearly you collected for a Meis. You didn't collect it for a Chai. So what's a Bai going to do here? It's a Bamba Kasha. What's a Bai going to do? So, afraid to Gemara, but Tamei Chaim is safer. The safer actually a riot Abai. What does safer say? Rameo, Imeloyiga behemat, Jerolio, should not touch this money that he collected from Yankel, should not touch it. Rameo, Yas, Dimas al Kivra, use it Dafka for the Kaver, or Zil, Fnate, Mabda, Tasa, with poor wine in front of the meter, different things to cover the mace. So, see, Rameo, knows my character, it is set aside for the mace, and it's also for of someone else. So, the safer is a riot Abai. So, Rameo, I'll tell you like this. Elabaya mataras tamei, rava mataras tamei. Each mandiyama will answer for his shita. Abaya mataras tamei, the kuliyama is mana milsi. Abaya says, everyone knows it's mana milsi. Setting aside his kamas vana. Vatanakama sova, keep the chosle tafis. Whatever is chosle for the mace is tafis, loy chosle. If it's not chosle, you don't need it for the mace, loy tafis. That's the tanakama. Therefore, he holds that when I collect for the mace, it only becomes hazmana, only things that the mace needs. Anything the mace does not need, there's no hazmana on that, and it goes to the Yarshim. That's Tanakam holds. For our mayor, Misaf Galei, Tafis Lai Tafis. He's not sure. When I collected for Yankel the mace, I'm not sure if it's Tafis or not. Hikolo Igabe, I'm not sure. Don't touch it. For our Nosim, Pitle Devati Tafis. He holds a posture that goes for the mace. Hikolo Yas Dimas Al Kivri. Therefore, use it for the mace himself. That's how Baya answers the whole Bryce like him. Everyone knows his mother Milsi. And Tanakam holds that since I didn't collect it actually for the, I didn't need it actually for the burial, it does no, Dachal has mana on that. For Rava Mataras, the Tamei, for Rava says, Mataras, for his sheet, the Kuli Alma has mana lavmilsi. Everyone agrees that has mana is nothing. Tanakam was Savar, Kibazulei, Achuli Machel is Lusha Gabi Yarshim. That when they collect money, he's Michael is embarrassment. And therefore, he says, Yarshim can have it. Rameh Masaf, Kalei Machal, Oloi Machal. He's not sure if he's Machal. Now, Yibam, don't touch it. Rabbi Nosam, Pshit, Leidli Machal. He's not Machal. And therefore, Al Tziz Bezionis, if you collect for a certain mace, he doesn't want to go into his Yarshim. He's not happy by getting embarrassed to give money to the Yarshim. And he wants his money to be used for his Kaver. That's all. You shouldn't collect so much. Collect whatever you need. If you're extra, I still want it for the Kaver because he's not Machal. Really, the word that says bezyonis. The reason for Rava is no hazman milsa, right? So, the reason why we were makbid according to Rav Nosson to use it actually for the mace is because of his bezyonis. He's not masking. We don't embarrass him. He's not masking for you to make a collection after he dies for his yarshim. He's not masking for that. So he knows he has to be buried. So he's masking that. There's no choice. He has to get buried. So he's masking for the collection for his kvura. That's what he's masking for. The other part he's not masking for, and we don't want to embarrass him. Therefore, when we collect, we are collecting for everything for him, for his tzarech kvura. And therefore, you have no right to use it for something else. No right to use it because he's not meichel on his embarrassment, and he's nichle to get embarrassed for his own kvura. But more than that, he's not nichle to get embarrassed. So that's where we're holding over here with the Chalakas Rava and Abaye.